Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
The folks at Podcast One want to say thank you for listening to this show. We also would like to ask a small favor of you. It'll take you less than 10 minutes, and if you're one of the first people who does it, we'll even give you something for doing it. We want you to complete a short survey for us because we need the information you give us to help make things better every day. Just go to podcastone.study and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 250 people that go and complete the survey will get a $25 gift card to restaurant.com. And there's a chance to win an additional $250 Visa gift card. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, and filling out this survey will really help us out. So please go to podcastone.study. And thank you.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Hey, and welcome to Sunday's edition of Ace on the Roof with myself. I am Ray, and this is my buddy to my right, who is?
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Pally.
What do you do? Well, you're all smiling.
Here's what happened. So I come in the studio this morning, and you walk in all of a sudden. You look like a guy that could be walking onto a major golf course right now. You look dewy, fancy. You look like you may be a guy of means. I would even go as far as to say you might be marriage material. That's right.
And stay tuned next week for what's going on? By the way, what happened to this?
Here's what I'm doing. I'm lobbing praise onto you, and I'm seeing if you can handle it. And you can't.
No. I go to the shrink for a reason.
You got to go right back down to the dirt.
No,
he's flying.
No.
He wants
Hold
something.
Hold on. Let me talk about depression. Yeah. What else? Loneliness.
Yep.
Loneliness, depression.
Bitterness.
What's the triple threat? Hold on. I got to think of another
Bitterness,
one.
Isn't it? No, you're dead. Dead inside.
Dead, yeah. Contemplation of suicide.
All right.
So how's your day?
Man, well, you know, I got up today and things are fine. My son got back from college. He still has papers
herpes.
And papers
oh,
and papers and herpes. Papers.
What, that he has to hand in?
Yeah, he keeps saying to me, yeah, no, I'm done. I just got that one off. I'm like, great, are you done? Well, there's another thing I have to do. So, like,
what, four is finals kind of thing?
I'm to the point now where I don't even care, but I'm concerned. It's like, why you keep writing shit? You're out of college now for the summer. What the fuck's going on?
What's his GPA?
Who knows? I'll know
you
soon
really
enough.
You really don't know?
I really don't know.
How is that possible?
I don't care about his grades. I just care that he doesn't fail the class so he can continue to stay.
Wait, but don't you have to maintain a certain...
No,
I don't think you do.
I don't think so. I mean, I think, yeah, if you're flunking out, you got to go. But if you're barely hanging on, you know...
You're fine.
You're fine.
Write it out.
Your dad can keep paying.
Well, there you go. Sounds great. By the way, what happened in here, fellas?
It looks like they got a fancy upgrade. If you guys could see the imagery, there are signs and branding all over, and it looks like one of those fancy, like, you know, TV
this
shows.
This looks pro.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you look good. You got lighting.
Oh, yeah, the background.
You don't look like an old hag. It makes you look fancy now.
Hey, you were doing so well.
Hey, while we're here, can we talk to you about supporting the show? Visit aceontheroof.com. Of course, click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through our Amazon link, Twitter at aceontthehouse, facebook.com/aceontthehouse. Follow Raymond.
Please.
At Ray Oldhoffer and Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a comment and email us your video questions because we love the questions.
And we love the support.
We love helping.
And we also love Matt Fondelier.
Duh.
Thanks, guys.
And we like Kaylin.
No.
I like you too, guys.
It might be love.
Yeah?
Yeah, Kaylin's a bad man. He's
I like
a bad
when he speaks
man.
Up.
Yeah, he does.
I like that.
Because, you know, he's one of those guys. He's like an old elm tree. You know, he's stoic and solid, but then he's got something to say.
I'm with it.
What did Eric take this morning? What's he been doing?
Glue. I'm back to the glue. Hey, speaking of glue, did I tell you about my kid's friend that huffs the Sharpies all wadded up in one hand? Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, man.
Really?
Kids are getting
That's
high.
Old school.
Kids are getting high on the old school Sharpie, man. They take like 10 caps off and put the,
squeeze
hand around
it. Yeah.
And inhale.
Yeah, yeah.
And get high as a kite in social studies.
Not good.
On Sharpie juice.
Not good. Really?
Yeah.
Tell him to go get some brake cleaner ether.
I think he's on a one-way trip to rehab. I think he's on his way.
If he can make it.
I don't
if
know
he can
he'll
find
get
his way.
Yeah. Gee, right?
Yeah.
Stumbling around. Did you ever do the spray paint fume thing?
Yeah.
On purpose or just on accident?
What's it to you?
Shut up.
Of course on purpose.
Well, how do you do it?
And then the nitrous tank.
I did the rag. I did
you
nitrous
do it with the
once.
Rag. You spray the ether into the rag.
And
like
then
you're not yet. And then you huff.
You hold it to your nose.
Yeah.
And you breathe in slowly
ether.
Through your nose.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You're
and
a
then,
moron.
And then what happens?
You get a headache. No, you get high. Come on, you know what happens. Don't pretend. You were just
I never did that part. I never did the inhaling of the spray can thing.
Would you do the
nitrous? I've done the nitrous.
Did you do the nitrous?
Yeah.
How many hits would you take?
Well, this was back in the big 80s. So.
The balloons or the tank?
This
is not good, by the way.
Wait, nitrous? Nitrous is the one from the dentist.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great stuff.
It's crazy.
I actually went to a dentist for years and paid extra.
To get the nitrous. Yeah.
Like, even if I went in to pay a bill, I'd ask for the nitrous shot.
Sure.
It was a little easier writing the check for the molar.
Can I go sit down? Can I go sit down in the seat and put that gas mask on me for 5 minutes?
And I had a hygienist that was sort of a friend of mine, and she would be like, "Well, you're supposed to have the dentist in the office when we administer this, but of course we'll give you a little bit right now. How is that? Raise your hand if it's a." And I just had my hand
put
up.
Put it on 9.
Higher.
I don't need the oxygen content. But I would do that. We would steal things when we in our youth.
Yeah.
And so we got a hold of some nitrous
tanks.
How'd
you get it? Where do you get a nitrous tank?
Like they would dentist's office, they'd have storage outside.
Oh,
and
you little.
That kind of thing. So we would stumble upon things. I don't want to, I guess, statute of limitations.
It's been years.
I was 4.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'd get a whole tank and then you'd hook it up, and then you'd have the valve.
Yeah.
And then you time out how many hits you could take, like inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale.
Sure.
I get up to 18. Well, bam, pass out, bad dream, drool all over myself. Yeah. Bad
wake
headache
up,
on that
wake
one.
Up with your wrists and ankles duct taped again.
Yeah. Bad. Not a good scene. Seen a couple of people nod out on it. Not good.
Yeah.
Don't do nitrous anymore.
No, kids. Stay away.
Yeah.
All right.
And stay away from the Sharpies, too.
Yeah.
Matt, did you ever do any stuff like this?
No, nothing like that.
Matt, you got to be pretty.
Lying?
You
got to
be pretty. You got to be pretty clean now, since you're trying to get the old lady. Hot knocked up and horny. Am I right?
That's goddamn
yeah,
right.
Yes, sir.
You got to be shooting the good stuff.
Yep.
Not
but
the...
As a kid, they used to have they weren't really Sharpies, but they were like smelly markers. They had like a scent with them. I don't know if you guys had those. So the red one would be cherry.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Blueberry.
No, really?
That was like crack as a kid.
You use them? Oh, you guys didn't use them as suppositories?
right up there. Now, that's the only thing close to huffing Sharpies I could think of. It was just a fucking good smell.
And what about when we were in high school? It was Henry Wine Arts Private Reserve. Remember that?
Yeah.
Henry's. There was a beer of choice.
Sure.
Lowenbrow.
Let it be Lowenbrow.
Yeah. That was like, but
no.
Then.
Here's to good friends.
Tonight
is kind of special.
Beer you pour must be
something more somehow.
We got to bring that back.
Yeah.
We just did.
They don't sing in commercials like that anymore with theme songs for beer.
I know.
That's beautiful.
But then your age, that would be something like Cisco or.
Yeah, there were kids drinking that stuff, like smearing off ice and all
there
that,
you
that
go.
Horrible shit.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
But, my friends and I stayed away from that. We went straight to the Jack Daniels.
That a boy.
Just skip right over.
That's right.
Kaylin, what was yours?
What were you doing?
I might have dabbled a little bit.
Hello.
Ben.
Going off the dentist stuff, what I used to do at the dentist is they'd be giving me the gas.
He's got to clear his throat for this one, guys.
They'd be giving me
He's
the gas.
On it.
And he'd tell me, all right, let me know when you start feeling it. So then I'd start feeling it, and he'd go, "You feel it?" And I'd go, "Nope."
That's the move.
You gonna feel it? I go, "Nope."
That's the story of my life, lying by omission.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So. It's like when you try to when you convince the anesthesiologist, like you know, when you're going in for surgery, and you go, "Hey, I want to watch the surgery," and the doctor would always go, "Sure, no problem."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Count backwards from 100.
Fine. Yeah. Done.
Can't do that.
Yeah, bad news.
Hey, Matt, can we help people or no?
Yeah, let's do it. We have a great video question. As always, please email us your video questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to see the videos, go to aceontheroof.com. So this week's video question is from Mike.
Hey, Ace. Ray.
We're looking at
Stromer.
A dog.
Hey.
These are some window coverings that we have just taken down from our living room. Here we'll pan. So that we can see our pond in our backyard.
Jeez, that's
our patio a little easier. We've got some holes that they leave behind that seem like they're a little bit more than what you can normally do with a Sharpie. Would like your thoughts on how to polish up these holes and make them look like they're not there.
So he's
thanks.
He's got a clear coat
from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That's a clear coat on a Doug fir trim of some sort, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
And so what I would look at.
And there was a huge, weird valance. Like, that was.
That looked like the Louis XIV Palace or something, right there in Indiana.
Or like Vegas circa 70 something.
Probably smells like cigarettes and booze.
and the
plaintive wailing of disappointment.
Again, I'm in. That's my theme song.
Yeah. Well, you know, so that's the scenario where you have to literally sand out the section. You know what I mean?
But can you match it?
You know, it's just clear coat that's yellowed up. So it's
I think he's talking about the holes, bro.
No, I know, but you have to sand out that trim.
The whole, the whole
section in order to get it down to wood grain. So that the filler is going to at least blend with the grain and look and tone of the wood, then put on another little clear coat that's going to not be honey enough colored. So you may have to, like, do a little artistic staining.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going to have to try and match.
Yeah, because if you patch that now, it's just going to look like
holes
with the bad tone on
it. So would you use like wood dough or some wood putty
wood
that accepts stain?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I would sand the entire section down and actually feather it up about 16 inches above and below a little bit, right?
Then take care of the whole section.
Take care of the whole section and then put your filler in when everything's raw and then come back over it with maybe a try and find a stain that matches the existing color of the yellowed clear coat. Then put your clear over that, and I think it'll blend up okay.
I think you're right. I think that would be my first choice. And my second choice, because it is on the casement, pop that casement.
Start over.
And get, you know, clear, Doug fir, whatever it is, and just redo it.
That's a very, very good idea also.
But I like yours better because it's, you know, because it is old and it has been weathered and it has changed color. And to try and make it. I would try what Eric's saying first.
Okay, now if we – and I love your idea, and it's actually something I would do also. However, because it's on drywall and the house is a little bit newer, you got to score the crap out of that place where it meets the paint, because what happens if you try and pull off trim like that, you're
going to
tear off pieces of the drywall, and then you got to patch and repaint. That's a fucking nightmare.
That's not fun.
No.
But you can do it, and it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even get one of those wax. I would try.
Pencil thing?
Yeah, because not necessarily a Sharpie, but they have these wax markers that like fill, where you push it in and you kind of like work it in with your finger.
Yeah.
Maybe try that first, then Eric's idea of feathering it all out and making some work for yourself. Then worst comes to worst and it looks like ass, which it may not. Then pull the whole casement off.
And by the way, the bottom line on this whole thing is we're so grateful that you took the valance away and can actually now have light in that bedroom, which is going to just lead to nothing but bliss.
Ooh, Eric, they also, speaking of like huffing, they have those stain pencils.
Yes.
Where you shake it and you got the ball in it, you know. And then you like let it wicks out.
And you push it and finally wicks.
He's got to fill it first.
He's got at least sand and feather around the holes, maybe a couple of inches above and below.
Or just push that hole in so it'll accept whatever your is so it doesn't protrude, so it's not proud.
Because if it's proud, then it's going to show. If it's recessed, it's going to be a lot easier
to fill it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And by the way, send a picture of your fix. We want
to
see your fix.
And to push the hole in a little bit, you can put an, you know, like a little awl in there.
Or even take a blade and cut out any fray.
Yes. But it's probably easier to just sand it a little bit.
Yeah. But I'm just saying when you do the sanding, you get that shine, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, but you're really good at this kind of stuff.
I love, that's my thing. Yeah, it's almost like restoration. I'm pretty good at that.
What do you think of the racing stripes in here?
I like everything about this entire room. Guys, tune in to see the new video podcast that's going to show up here where you're going to see this Foxy studio.
Hey, Matt, when did this go down?
This just went down over the weekend. You're talking about the studio remod?
Yeah.
Yeah, we literally had a team from Podcast One came in, I think it was Friday afternoon, and on Sunday when we did our show, they were already done.
Yeah, I'm going to post a picture of me and Ray in this look because it makes us look kind of like...
I know, I look handsome.
We're almost like movie stars.
And we'll also take a picture, aceonthatroof.com.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I look like young Elvis.
You do. When have you not?
So pretty soon, not just yet, but in the near future, we're going to have some sort of 360 subscription for the Corolla Network. You'll be able to watch shows and actually be in the studio with the guys.
Oh. So this is going to be recorded and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if it's going to be every show on the network, but it's definitely something that's – this is sort of the first step toward. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Wow.
Can people – is it interactive?
Will you reach out of the camera and slap Ray in the face, if only.
You can smell Ray.
Matt, you're good.
Can you smell Ray from the video?
Can you smell me now?
It's in smell-o-vision, yeah.
Hey, wait, but can they – so they can actually be watching and then – correspond like via the screen or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how advanced the technology is.
You can reach out and touch Ray's genitals if you'd like.
That's right.
That's how
Eric,
we do
what
it.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. I got off it's spring for you. You see all the flowers blooming. I feel like breeding. Is that so wrong?
Oh, you know what I saw?
Jesus
off the freeway?
Christ. What?
A patch of poppies.
Oh, I know.
Isn't it? It's incredible.
Dude, my garden is killing right now. You should see it. Oh, it looks fantastic what I've done. Wait till you see it.
I will.
Oh,
I want to see it.
Come by. You'll be like, oh, my God, this looks like the Garden of Eden.
Wait, what's Willow having to do now?
Yeah, exactly.
Dad.
Now I want ducks.
Yeah. I need some. And rabbits.
Yep. Oh, man, I know. I know. It's a good time, though, right now.
She's adorable.
In the garden. Yeah,
wait, so you got every kid at home right now?
Everybody's there.
That's nice.
It's beautiful. And
dinners
and
every night?
Hell on earth. Dinners every night. I'm cooking like crazy. I feel like a short order cook. But, you know, I made salmon last night that was to die for.
Yeah, I got – you know what? By the way, hats off to Mr. Stromer. He can cook.
Thank you.
No joke.
Seriously. The salmon
like, hey,
last
Ray,
night.
Try some of the short rib. Hey,
yeah,
Ray, try
yeah,
some
yeah.
of this that I made
Listen.
The other day. And you go like, really?
Yeah.
You do this?
That's it.
I mean, fantastic.
I got it. I love doing it. That's why. There's love in that food.
There should be – we should have a combo of – there's got to be a show with cooking meets construction.
Why not? Cook-struction.
Cook-struction. All right. That's not the name. But whatever.
Yeah. Come on. Let's do it. We'll make stuff.
It's good.
All right. Good.
Hey, can we help somebody else, Matt?
Yeah. We actually have a question from our Facebook page.
All right.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Ace on the House. All right, so here's the question.
Ooh.
I have a rental home where my tenants pulled the cabinet doors out, hinges and all.
Oh, boy.
What's the best way to fix this? It is a higher-end home with decent-looking cabinets, but they have this particle board inside that was torn out by the hinges. Thanks.
Yeah, and that's where you know it's not that higher of an end home because that's the MDF box, which, by the way, to his defense – MDF is pretty much the standard box construction, and then face plates are put on the boxes made of your hardwood. When people say, do you want alder, or do you want, you know, your oak cabinets, or do you want blah, 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 you know, it's all the face frames are made of the wood that you're getting, but the boxes are made of MDF most of the time, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, and like every cabinet maker I know doesn't use it. You know, I mean, they'll use lightweight MDF for like some faces.
Yeah.
You know, but
couple things about MDF that I hate. Number
the
one, this photo is one. It doesn't hold screws well. Number two, it off gases like a mother.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, interior air quality, which is not
stuff
that great.
You're not supposed to be breathing.
So keep
that's
in
why
mind,
it has that skin on it.
Correct. That kind of holds it in place, maybe. But the reality is when you if you're buying new cabinets out there at some point, ask your cabinet guy like what are the boxes made of. You can get new
you want a
materials.
Multi-ply, yeah. You need a multi-ply, you know, birch face, you know, whatever, 5/8 out of your boxes.
Yeah.
3/4, but there is a fix there.
There's some to that interior air quality I just want to bring up real quick. Number one, between the carpet, the brand new carpet with the Scotchgard kind of stuff on it, you know, all the padding, all the, you know, adhesives, all that stuff. You know, if you're a person that has a suppressed immune system and all that shit's going on in your house, it's not that great.
Not good for you. Yeah, but there's a lot of different products out there now that don't have it.
Absolutely.
You know, like jute back carpet
but you're paying
and it's all
a premium.
Coming. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
You are. It's
so
crazy.
So keep that in mind when you're buying stuff. Anyway, let's get back to this MDF box.
So what I would do, which I see how it's torn out, but I don't see where your hinge is or anything else, and it's probably the Euro hinge that comes with a thing called the Conformat screw, which is a big fat screw because it needs to bite into that MDF.
Right.
I'd get a longer or a thicker gauge Conformat screw and somehow reattach that thing.
So you want to probably shoot a shit ton of glue in there.
And then tape it or clamp it. It doesn't look like you can. Oh, you know what you can do, though, Eric? You could run it from one cabinet to the next and put some wax paper.
There you go.
Push it, you know.
With a piece of cut wood to size.
That
braces
it.
Yeah, braces it down.
And not too hard where you throw the cabinet off, where the cabinet starts to separate.
That's right.
Which
that's
I've
right.
done.
Yeah, me too. So you would cut it. Maybe you could cut it a little shy and then just tap a wedge in there. To then get it slightly tighter so that it's pressing. It's almost like a press, pressing the MDF and the adhesive down so that it glues. And then would you put filler in there where it looks like it tore out?
I think I would, yeah.
What would you use for your filler?
Just some Bondo.
Just Bondo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that can hold a screw at some point, too.
And then remount it, redo it.
Yep.
And then, you know what? Hey, no worse for wear, not that bad, and I'm sure the people didn't mean to do it, or else you'd have gaping holes and it'd be all kicked in.
Right.
That just happens.
Yeah.
You know, it comes a little loose and people don't tighten their stuff up and it gets loose and then all of a sudden, bam, the whole thing falls apart.
Take that shelf out too. Get a piece of wood flat and then a piece to brace on the other side of the cabinet and then a little wedge and then tap it in with the adhesive. Then when that's dry, then go back over it with your Bondo. Then you could maybe sand it a little bit.
You probably even use the same screws then.
Yeah.
You know, then pre-drill it, put that hinge back in.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a hinge, right?
Looks like it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's either.
What do you think,
Matt?
Oh,
it's one of the hinge screws. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Matt has no idea.
Yeah.
He's just there.
Matt's thinking about unicorns right
hey,
now.
Hey, what are you working on, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
I got a couple of great gigs coming up. I got a... I'm
representing
a couple of brands for stuff, which is going
to
be fun.
Does that mean you have to go away?
No, it means I get to stay in studio in L.A. and do a couple of things that I'm excited about. I love doing that, you know, where it's sort of hawking stuff on air.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it.
When does that start?
Five of them before September. I'm not sure what
the
dates
are. Are you allowed to talk about them yet or anything?
Not yet, no. But
you can't.
I will. Yeah. But my other show...
is it like stuff that I want? Like I get a free sample
maybe,
of or no?
Maybe. Oh, let's just say
look at
maybe.
You're such a tease.
You know. The other show.
But Eric,
my other show I think is coming on Amazon and it's going to go on air in Canada too.
Cool.
And I'm not sure the dates yet, but I'll tell you.
It's good that you're up on your stuff.
Oh, I know exactly what's not happening.
You know, I people ask, like, when is your show air?
Yeah.
I go, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's Tuesday.
I forget. No, yeah. It's not, though. I know it's Monday.
Yeah.
I know it's at 10.
That's good.
I know it's on Spike.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
So watch it.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, line one, what do we got here?
Hang tight before you get to the phone line. We're going to take a minute to get the information on the screen for you.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
But I do have another question for you.
Yeah.
This one's unique. This is like a hybrid video email question. There's a video, but there's no audio. And basically, I'm going to read the question to you guys. Essentially, you're going to be looking at a video of a sloping floor and a kitchen.
Well, let us be the judge of that.
All right. Well, check this out, guys. We have a 1950 ranch in the San Fernando Valley, which we purchased 2 years ago. Inside the home.
Wait, I thought you said there's video to this. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, Kaylin. How's
area
that gas
in the kitchen
doing?
Floor slopes towards where all the appliances are located, as well as some cracks in the adjacent walls. Before we went through with the purchase, we had an inspection performed on the raised foundation and learned there were some cracks that needed to be addressed, but were told it wasn't urgent. As far as the sloping, we were told it was normal settling and nothing structural. Fast forward 2 years later, we've addressed our drainage issues by installing gutters and are now ready to take on the foundation project. We've obtained three estimates, and all three recommend different scopes of work. They do all agree on the number of cracks in the foundation. So estimate one recommends fixing the cracks for $2,500. Number two recommends fixing the cracks, replacing an entire section of foundation near the front of the house for $10,000. Or estimate three recommends fixing the cracks, fixing the sloping by leveling the house and adding additional piers. That's $15,000.
Where is this?
San Fernando Valley.
There you go. So the question is, how do you recommend we move forward with the three different estimates with very different costs?
Wow, that's a big deal. Fixing the cracks is a waste of time. That's not doing anything.
Yeah. I don't get what that is either.
Yeah,
what
I
are
think
they
that,
saying?
That's just
are they like bridging it with like the carbon fiber
yeah,
and epoxy?
Exactly.
And what's that going to get you
nothing,
anyway?
Nothing. I would say, you know.
You got to take the bottom plate off for sure. I mean, at least because if there is – whatever's in the foundation, if the sill plate's connected to it, loosen it up, jack it up, dry pack it, shim it, whatever you got to do to get it up a little bit. It looks like, what is it, a couple inches maybe?
Yeah, but can I bring up something that you may or may not agree with? So it feels to me like if you were going to spend $2,500 on superficial crack fixing, I'd rather see you put that toward just getting an engineer, soils engineer out, to do an independent assessment of the soil where your foundation is, to then project if
what
this is going
to
continue.
Yeah.
Because if it's not going to continue, there's a million houses in the San Fernando Valley with cracked foundations that are mine being one of them.
And it's inconsequential.
It doesn't do it. Yeah. It doesn't really, on some level, matter. You know, the house is not going to fall down. It's going to fall down if there's a 6.5 earthquake. Maybe, but.
And that's not going to hurt you.
Probably
either.
Not going to. Yeah, because it's a wood frame house. It's going to rock and sway. The plaster will crack, maybe. Some ceiling will come down in the form of plaster or drywall. That's about it. But in terms of, like, if doors aren't shutting or you're concerned because you're, you know, everything drains to the corner of the house that's sinking, then, you know, it may be worth the money to redo the foundation and jack the house up. But take the money that you were going to spend and don't do the superficial crack fixing because it's not doing anything. And then spend
that's just
it on
a guy on his hustle that wants to make some money.
Yeah. The two other estimates I would re-examine, maybe have them back out there again and have them explain what their idea behind it is, and then get an independent assessment of the soil where your house is sitting on and see if it'll continue to move and change and what their assessment is. What do you think?
I mean, for a homeowner that doesn't know anything, I agree. But what I would do is a different thing, like what you would do. Like, I would key into the foundation, throw some more concrete under there, stabilize it. Then I jack the house up. I mean, I've jacked up many a house. Yeah. Not that hard.
What's the process for our listeners so they understand what that means?
I would – well, you just take a bunch – well, you take some quarter-inch angle iron, quarter-inch by three-inch angle iron steel – throw it under the floor joists, and then, you know, get some marks, get a laser out there so you get your line, you can see where it's dipping because the laser is going to be level.
See
and obviously
where level
your
is.
House isn't
yeah.
level.
Yeah.
And then you jack it up to the laser line.
And where are you putting the jack? Just on the
where
joist?
Just where the slope is, where it's the downfall is. And it's probably a connection, it looks like. It looks like, you know, they're running one way to another.
Right.
And then put your piers under there.
Right.
And then put some, you know, bracing off of that, maybe some shear wall things of that nature, and then just to keep it steady. And it's not that hard of a job. It's a hard job because you have nowhere to go and nowhere to move.
And you're digging.
Yeah, and you're digging, and you're in.
So you have to dig below the existing foundation, which is going to be a couple of
feet.
You got
to shore that
down,
up.
And then you got to get below that.
Well, you just key into it. You undermine
exactly,
it a little bit.
Exactly.
Keep it steady.
Right.
You know, but it's not rock. You
is
know
it
what?
15 grand, in your opinion?
Yeah. I wouldn't fucking go out there for less. No way.
Okay. So those sound like they're pretty fair.
Would you?
Hell no. I'd do it for 14.9.
But it's whenever it's like, okay, you're getting under the house or you're going in the attic. Yeah. Yep, my rate just went up.
I got to put this suit on
so I don't get
things on me.
And I get freaked out under the house, and you're sweating.
I don't like it.
I've been stuck. And you got to calm down.
And you see dead carcass.
Sure. Yeah.
Speaking of dead carcass, can I just tell you a quick story?
Yeah.
So I'm in Indianapolis driving my mother-in-law, who's literally like a crazy PETA animal rights activist, right? Every animal must live.
But she eats roadkill on the side?
No, she's a vegetarian. Okay. She doesn't have any leather. I mean, she's literally one of those people. God bless her. I love her to death, but, you know, it gets to be kind of crazy.
Well, so no leather, no nothing.
Nothing, right?
Nothing, animal. No, okay,
by the way,
gotcha.
88 years old and healthy as you can't believe how healthy this woman is because, you know, she's got a very clean, pure system because she just puts vegetarian stuff in her body. Anyway, we go to dinner. We're driving home. It was one of those things where we're on this country road and through the headlights at night, you know, it's like, oh, my God, look, there's a possum. I'm like, I know. And then I go, oh, shit. And I kind of veer away from it because it looks like I'm going to hit it. And as I'm veering away from the possum literally turns completely the opposite direction and runs under my tires and I run over it.
Oh, my. No.
I swear to God. And she's deaf, right? She can't really hear.
Oh, but it's brutal.
But you could feel the boom, boom, right? And I look over at her, and she's not really reacting. So none of us really know if she knew that we ran a possum over accidentally.
So
but
just
my kids,
silence.
My kids are silent. Like, oh, my God, did Dad fuck up so bad? Like, it's one of those things.
That's so funny.
But the thing ran right under.
No, not your fault.
I was trying to avoid it, right? It was unbelievable what happened.
Yeah, it's that or veer off the road, hit a tree, and kill your family.
That's
how's that
right.
going?
Because don't they teach you in driver's ed that if a deer or some run, you got to run through it, otherwise you could kill yourself, right?
So what happened?
So nothing. It hasn't been spoken of. I'll never know because I don't even want to bring it up because she'll either like attack me with knives or start weeping and console.
So there was just the whole ride home, which is
silent.
Silent. No, nobody talking. That's so awkward.
Isn't it crazy?
But great.
Isn't it?
So, Grandma, time for bed, yeah?
Yeah.
Time for bed.
Yeah.
You dream of possum. Or not.
That's terrible.
Really great. Let's go to Boston.
Okay, here we go.
I've never been there.
Yeah. My wife was just there yesterday. She was in Boston meeting James Taylor for this show she's directing.
Oh, that's very
cool. Yeah, anyway, hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Rain Stromer. Love when you guys the rains on the show.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. We love it, too.
When we
appreciate
do what?
It.
What did he say?
When you take the reins on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, I sent you guys a couple pictures. I don't know if you're looking at
it. That's a beautiful deck. Is that yours?
Yeah, thank you.
Jeez.
Thank you, buddy. I built that about a year and a half ago. It's all pressure-treated yellow pine is the decking.
Gorgeous.
The standard, you know. Thank you.
Your stairs there? Illegal in California, by the way.
Why is that? They're too wide?
No, too many steps. You need a landing after 12 or something. How many steps do you have? Like 15?
I think so. I forget.
Yeah,
it
illegal
could be
here
in Massachusetts too. I don't know.
Shh.
It looks great.
It looks fantastic.
I'm not going to give you my address.
Good. We won't turn you in.
You really built that?
You built this whole thing?
I swear to God.
That's beautiful work, man.
You're a better man than me.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you. I just spent some time researching it and figured out it wasn't really rocket scientist. No offense to you guys.
No, it's
right. not. You're right. And then, wait a minute, you made that whole railing system, too? Or did you buy them in sections?
The railings I bought just pre-made.
Okay, see.
You know,
let me ask you a question. You married? You married?
Yes.
Okay, so when you finish that deck and you stand out and you have your arm around your wife, you get hot action, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right, now let me ask you a question. Have you peed off the side of the deck?
Oh, my God. It was one of the first things I did.
Good job.
You can't see it. Because
me looking at it makes me want to pee.
My basement door is underneath it, and I actually whiz underneath the deck more than I whiz off the deck now, but it's just a matter of convenience.
Right, You're two for two, my friend.
One more question. Here's the trifecta. Are you ready? Do you have kids?
I have one-year-old.
Okay, yeah. So at some point, if around 13, 14, he's standing up there with a wrist rocket slingshot and ping pong balls trying to hit the other kid that you guys are about to have, then you've done your job. Good job.
Full circle.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll write that down right now.
What do you got going on?
All right, so anyways, it's been up there drying out, you know, for about a year and a half now. It gets a ton of sun on the back of the house, and I want to put I want to put a sealer on it before it really starts to fall to shit and checks and changes color and all that. And I can see it's already starting to check up a little bit. So I was just looking for the best recommendation for stuff to put down. I don't really want to color it. I just want to seal it and preserve it. And the first thing that comes to mind would be like a Thompson's, but I'm sure that's just a hokey, probably not the best material. So, Ray, I thought you had said something, I don't know, a year ago about Penafin. And I was wondering if that was the best material or what you
it's,
guys...
It's great. It's just not fun to work with. And then they have a water base that's that rose wood oil.
It's going
to
change the color a bit.
Yeah, it will a little. Because anytime you put anything on it, if it's oil, it's going to make it a little bit darker. But they have a bunch of different colors. They have a total natural one. You know, that doesn't change it too much. But the deal is, even with the water-based one, after you're done with the rag, you got to throw it in water. If you lump it up, it'll light fire. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Okay.
But there's also...
Yeah, I'm not super picky about the color. I just want the right product to get in there and seal it up. And
the problem is you're going to have to do it every now and then, you know? But another product that I've used is Sickens, and they make a bunch of different preservatives or sealers, and they seem to last longer. You know, they have like a 5-year life span.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Are you opposed to this naturally graying up on you down the road and just let it go?
I don't like it.
Because it's infinitely easier and I think it would look equally as beautiful, but it's just a design choice.
The only reason I'm opposed to that is because pressure treated decks around here, they get kind of funky and gray in areas, dark in other areas.
Yeah, I see.
It's not a great look with the weather over time.
Gotcha.
You know, if it was just in the hot sun, it would kind of uniformly turn something.
Yeah.
But it gets kind of funky looking after 10 years.
Yeah, I see. Know? All right, well, what do you think, Ray? What's the product of choice? It's got to have UV protection.
Yeah. And you got to look into that. And I'd go to a super hot. By the way, you know, I went to the paint store the other day. There is incredible amount of new product.
Yeah. Like, but you got to go to a really good paint store with high-end brands in it. You
now
know what I mean?
You can get spray like we did on the show the other week. We did cabinets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got these old funky cabinets. Great seafoam green.
Yeah.
I go to the store, paint store. They match the color in a spray can because all I had to do was touch up some stuff.
That's beautiful.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Then I'm looking. I go, hey, I got this front door that I have to do. You know, oh, there's a new paint out. I go, what is it? It's called Grand Entrance. I go, oh, really?
Yeah.
I go, is it water-based? What is it? You know, yep, water-based, latex-based, whatever.
Wow. But,
no oil because, you know, California can't
have
oil.
Sure,
but it's like a Euro paint where you paint it, you brush it on.
And it looks
like brush strokes.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, amazing. There's stuff out there now, Mike, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you're going to have to do a bunch of research.
Yeah, but don't go to the big box store. You got to go to a place that specializes in, you know.
You
got
to go to a high-endy paint store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With guys that know what they're talking about, too. Because they won't tell you, you know. And by the way, like, show them pictures. Cause, oh, another thing.
Yeah.
So I go to the high-endy paint store.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fix this, you know, garage door, right?
Yeah.
Which is clear wood.
Right.
It's Luon.
Right.
Super heavy.
Right.
I'm the one who found out the product, not them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you have to go in there kind of versed, Mike. You got to know what you're talking about. And then get some spend $100 on different samples and then try them on the bottom and see which one you like the most.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. And we can. I think I can get the good carcinogenic stuff that you guys can get.
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah, but then make sure you got, like, you know, don't go huffing.
Wear a can respirator. Don't just wear a dust mask. You got to definitely protect yourself because you got another kid to do so he can get shot with ping pong
balls. And then even wear the one with the shield on it because a lot of times when you're using those chemicals, it'll go in your eyes, man. You know what I'm saying? When it burns your eyes, you know that feeling.
Yeah,
right?
I do. Sure.
And then you take the Sharpie and jam it in your head. Yeah, you know.
It's beautiful.
All right. Hey.
Hey, good job on the deck, man.
Do well. Hold on.
Thank God.
Bye now. We have our first girl caller ever. Jessica. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Wow. Okay. So, okay. I'm calling because I'm renting an old house in Baltimore. Are you there?
Yeah,
we're
there.
Here. That's our crack crew. Don't worry about it. Just talk over it.
There it is.
Okay, cool. So it's a really old house. The owner says it was built in 1860. When I look online, it says more like 1900. And the floors are uneven. And I'm just wondering.
What do you mean uneven? Like they undulate?
No, they kind of undulate. There's this one part upstairs by, as you go towards the window, it just kind of like takes kind of like a dip down. It's not super steep, but it kind of weirds me out every time I go over there. I'm like, why do I feel like I'm walking like downward towards
because
the window?
Because you are. That's why.
But, okay, so should I'm becoming concerned structurally about it, and I'm wondering, should I just relax?
When was the house built?
She's thinking 1900, but he said 1860.
Okay, so the fact that it's actually even there now should keep you from worrying ever again about being safe or dangerous or any of that. It's
still going to be there when I'm gone.
Yeah, it's lasted. They use real 2x4. Huge woodstock, true lumber. It's not going anywhere. It's just settling.
Okay.
The earth is settling a bit. Nothing's going to happen.
Do you know what you call it?
Do you know what
you call it? It's called charm.
Yep,
It's the charm of your house.
No, I love the house.
And it's the charm of you. Since that's why you live there.
Yeah, and I wouldn't worry about that at all.
So I did mention the landlord, though, once, and she said that there was a flood in the bathroom upstairs that she had to replace some beams for. And so I'm just wondering if maybe they botched that a little bit.
You know what? And besides that, hold on a second. Jessica, right?
Yes.
You're renting. Don't sweat it. Mm-hmm. How long are you going to live there?
I have 2 more years on my lease. So I had a 3-year lease.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you nothing will happen.
3-year leases.
Yeah.
So if there was something like really wrong, like what would I see? Like
if there was something really wrong, you would start to see plaster cracking and, you know, the shifting of the house. You could actually hear creaking and movement like that. You would definitely know.
And then if there was something wrong in their application as far as the fix from a flood, you would smell it. Eventually.
Yeah, you'd smell the mold and the mildew, and there'd be termite damage and all that kind of stuff. So
she did have termites treated over by the wall where the floor is kind of sinking in.
Did they treat it like locally or the whole thing?
I don't know what they did. They sprayed a bunch of shit underneath the floor and.
This is a clean show, Jessica.
I haven't seen any swarms or anything since then.
Yeah, send us a picture and we'll re-examine it. But as far as I know, if it's an 1860s home that's still there, I think you're fine.
Okay.
Hey, and by the way,
I'm not
going to
be like in the clawfoot tub and it's not going to come like...
No, send us pictures. Just because you're a girl caller, I want you to call back next
week.
Yeah,
we like girl callers. Hey, also check the walls for cracks and any settling in terms of the finish of the walls looking awkward on some level. That's where you'd read movement or cracking grout or tile, anything like that.
Jessica, we dig you. Bye now. Sorry, Jessica. With that said, thank you, people. Thank you, one and all. Thank you for supporting our show. We do appreciate it. Go to aceontheroof.com. Click on the PayPal button to subscribe. Also, click through our Amazon link. You guys know what to do. Twitter, Ace on the House. Facebook.com, Ace on the House. Eric Stromer. Follow Eric Stromer, please, on the Twitter and on ericstromer.com.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. Sure, rate us 5 stars. You guys know what to do. Email your video questions. Okay, bye.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.